You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, many of you have probably heard about the keto diet. Either you're doing it or you know somebody who is, because it's becoming very popular recently. That was the case for me anyway, and I wanted to know whether or not it was even worth giving a try or if it's sustainable. So I went to Grant Schofield, who is a professor of public health at AUT, as well as having done extensive research into low-carb, high-fat diets. And I'm just not sure how I feel about it. So I said, Grant, tell me what it is. Tell me what it's about. Is it good? Isn't it? So he explains.
So the keto diet is really sort of almost a reversal of what the nutrition guidelines have been for the last 30 or 40 years, which were around this food pyramid where what you should do is eat the least amount of is fat, eat your fruits and veg and that sort of thing. But the bulk of your energy should come from carbs, grains and whatnot. The keto pretty much flips that on its head and goes, actually, if you could get the bulk of your energy from fat, eat a moderate amount of protein, keep your vegetables moderate up, but avoid the starchy veggies and carbs, including your sort of rice, pastas and breads and those sorts of things, then that would drive your body to actually use more of its own fat as fuel. That's the sort of keto diet. And so the idea is, really, you know, why would you bother doing that? Isn't that going to be hard and restrictive and that sort of stuff? So there's a few reasons you could do it. Well, you could do it for therapeutic reasons. So it's actually the reason this was came out in the first place was for kids who had sort of incurable epilepsy. And it turned out that when you go into the state called nutritional ketosis, where your brain is starting to use these things called ketones from fat oxidation as fuel, then you've got a much more stable brain, and those seizures seem to dry up. But actually, if you're not that person, and the brain actually just seems to operate a lot better in that ketogenic environment. And there's a whole bunch of other reasons that, you know, if you're a bit overweight, then you can start to access your fat more easily. If you're an athlete, you can burn more fat.
Because I've heard a lot about the weight loss side of it and how, you know, people go into keto sometimes just for a few weeks, do it for a couple of months and drop a lot of fat. Is it sustainable for over a long period of time?
Oh, no, and I think that's sort of the thing. I don't think you need to be. I think probably what I would say is that modern humans, because our diet's so sort of carb-heavy and we don't miss meals much, then we're constantly in this sort of growth or anabolic state. We never get a chance to reconfigure, tidy up ourselves, reset, which is called being in the catabolic state, the opposite of that. It's my sort of proposition that less modern humans than us were constantly flip-flopping between those two states because of a scarcity of food, the fact that foods in nature are actually pretty low in carbs anyway. So you have this flexibility of being able to use the fat stored around your body and use it to power your brain and feel good about that, you know, be slightly smarter. And then when lots of food turns up, gobble that up and, you know, store it as fat and do some growth. So you know, I think a natural human rhythm is being in both the ketogenic, that nutritional ketosis state, and then just being fed with stuff as well. I think that's ideal.
Because a lot of people have said, in terms of energy levels, you know, you spoke a little bit about energy before and how, you know, the ketosis uses ketones in your liver rather than, you know, say glucose or insulin from carbohydrates. Is that a better energy source, more natural for our bodies?
Well, it's just a different energy source, and I think the thing about it is that the one advantage of ketones and burning fats as fuel is they burn much more cleanly, and they don't produce all this reactive oxygen species, you know, what people know as oxidation stress or free radicals, which sort of bounce around the body causing damage and then, you know, need the immune system to work quite hard to clean them up. You don't get that burning, sort of anti-inflammatory, which is also a good thing long-term for your health. So, yeah, it's a different fuel. I don't think humans need to solely rely on that fuel, but if it's the case that most modern humans never use that system, you know, you're sort of ignoring one of your most useful energy sources. And that's why with the keto diet, I say, well, it's not necessarily a long-term thing, but, you know, have a crack at it. Put yourself on it for a month. get yourself reorchestrated so you can use that system again, and then you can come in and out of it as you feel fit. And it's very liberating because, of course, what you get is you can miss a meal, and your energy level, rather than falling off a glucose cliff and getting angry and hungry and not nice to be around, you just sort of carry on with a constant amount of energy, which is really, really liberating.
Mm. So you've done it before?
Oh, of course, yeah. But, I've been, well, first of all, in my, you know, I'm a research professor, so I think one
got to give it a try.
Well, I think one of the first principles of good research is that you actually have a crack at some of these things yourself. Mm. I've done every conceivable type of diet and made every conceivable mistake possible that you can. I think that's important before you do it on other people.
Absolutely.
But yeah, as a sort of low carb keto base, that's definitely me. Bit of fasting, and then sort of succumb to the pleasures of modern life every now and again, and that's a sort of natural rhythm that you get into.
Mm. So, would you, as a nutritionist, would you recommend it to others?
I think it depends what your goals are. You know, like the sort of person that probably doesn't need to do this. You're an 18-year-old young person. You're in great shape, you're very active, you can take quite a number of carbs without them doing much damage. You're getting a bit older, or you've had constant troubles controlling your weight your whole life. When you eat carbs, you tend to stack on the weight. That's exactly the sort of person that should have a crack at that sort of thing. So, you know, that's the whole other point about nutrition. Our physiology for each of us is unique, and we respond differently. And you're never going to find out these things by not having a go.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.